The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR from 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Today's the 24th of February. We've lost February. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical
Center.
Oh,
we still have another week.
We have another break. That's right, because we've got all these things we're doing this week.
Eight or nine more days, I think.
Four or five more days.
Oh,
it's the 29th.
The rest of this week, I think.
Is it the 30th this time or the 29th?
29th.
Okay.
I don't remember February ever having. It is leap year.
Leap year. Oh, it is leap year because it's 29. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's why I said I was giving bonuses on February 30th. Just come on into the office. $1,000 bonuses. 706, the Shasta Regional Medical Center, bringing us the news. Caring, compassion, and community. Hey, it's your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this beautiful Monday morning. And, of course, Ashley is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to be back after a crazy week last week.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a recap of the weekend. But here we are at 96.5 FM. The tower's up. Everything is good. Flying high. 1460 AM. Your
talk
radio.
2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
I know. We're so happy about that. Today will be sunny with a high near 72 and north winds around 8 miles per hour with our overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow, sunny. Look at this day, 77. Overnight lows of 46. Makes me want to get out there and miracle grow everything, and I think that's what I'm going to do. Wednesday calls for another day of 77 with the overnight lows of 47. Thursday, we're creeping up, 79. Overnight lows of 47. And Friday calls for sunny with a high near 75. We only have chance of showers appearing on the forecast here for Saturday and Sunday. When we say chance of showers, that's just about what it is. Maybe a little sneeze. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. They're locally owned, operated, senior owned, veteran owned. And go in and get your discounts, 365-3793. Want to cover the weekend and talk about what's going on, what's coming up, so we can look tell people how to mark their calendars with any upcoming events. And we also want to shout out for Friday night was a Friday night. What are you changing dials? Oh, I just sounded weird.
It helps when you face the mic, though.
Oh, I'm facing the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, just it sounded like bubbles in there. So anyway, Friday night was the River Front Playhouse event at
Wind River.
At Wind River.
I just heard it too.
Yeah. Okay,
We're back again. Yeah, at Wind River, it was a fundraiser for that. They're getting ready to open up the new Riverfront Playhouse. It was really good. I thought, I'm just going to brag that, Linda, your songs, your first two songs there were knockouts. I mean, it was just absolute silence and then deafening applause afterwards. And then Lou White and the band. Pat Karch. But the big thing was to raise money because Riverfront Playhouse is getting ready to open their new playhouse.
Oh,
Small place they've been at for, almost 30 years, I guess. And now into the new one down off of California Street.
That's right.
That's right.
It's a new location, and we're very excited to be part of that whole, that, you know, how we feel about the arts. And I think that, you know, culturally it's very important for a community to get together and have, you know, support community theater. And actually they're going to probably also, not just the community theater and new playwrights and so on and so forth, they'll have new probably regional things that will come through as well.
The big thing I thought, I mean, besides that, was Friday we were going to interview Ricky Skaggs because Ricky Skaggs is coming, and due to scheduling conflicts, and as he pointed out, my wife's car broke, and I went out and had to fix it. And I'm here, I'm sitting, Ricky Skaggs, Grammys. Inducted into every Hall of Fame you can think of. And he says, happy wife,
happy life.
I know. I missed
this.
This
is Ricky Skaggs.
And he called
you know?
My cell phone, and he goes, hey, this is Ricky. You know, so we can't, Saturday morning, what we did is, and Rob Burrows was wonderful about doing that. So we preempted this show. Ricky Skaggs called. We had a half-hour interview, and we'll play it again Thursday night on my North State Now show, and then probably one of these mornings. Yeah. Because not that this guy's had, you know, inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame, inducted in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, 20 nominations, 20 albums, 15 Grammys. I mean, the list goes on. It's unbelievable, the numbers.
He's going to be here at the Cascade.
And it's just, it's interesting to hear about his wonderful stories. So we did that on Saturday.
You need to listen to this because the stories he tells, he says, I've never been able to tell these stories anyplace else. I thought that was cool.
Well, I mean, we took time, and he said, thank you for tracking me down, and really, you know, I'm present for this interview. So it wasn't, we
I
were
think
able
you could have
to,
gone for an hour.
Oh, I could have. I could have. Yeah. But anyway, so thanks for that. Thank you, Rob Burrows, for letting us do that. We'll run that again. Let's talk a little bit about headlines that are going on.
Sure. Right now, the Chris Matthews, is it right? Everybody knows Chris Matthews. He is a liberal. He is progressive. He's not ashamed of it. He's been doing this on MSNBC for, you know, years, decades probably. And Chris Matthews has started saying things about Bernie. Like Bernie is there's no way he can win. He's a communist. He says it's people like Bernie's supporters. If they had won the Cold War, he says they would have been taking people and me out into Central Park in D.C. or in New York and shooting me. Well, his latest was, he said that when Nevada falling to Bernie was, quote, like France falling to the Nazis. Well, you can imagine the Bernie bros who, if you remember, it was a Bernie bro that shot Representative Scalise during the softball practice that they were having and wounded several others before he was killed. But when he said this, the uproar over him saying that is calling for his firing, calling for all types of things to happen to him. But yeah, Chris Matthews is not afraid. He just said if Bernie wins, it's going to destroy the Democratic Party. Now these are his words, not mine.
Well, let's move on with something else. The coronavirus, just, you know, hitting some of the highlights today. Of course, there's been some outbreaks, and, you know, they're calling them victims, of course. But 165 people infected so far in Italy, and the pictures are just, you know, of the supermarkets that are the store. There's a panic that's going on, of course, and people, it's almost like, I remember this at Kroger's in Nashville with the ice storms, but this is different. But the people died in the ice storms. So you go to Kroger's and the aisles were completely stocked. The stock was gone. So there's just numerous pictures this morning of the stocked shelves in Italy being completely bare.
Well, they have also in the Ukraine a busload of coronavirus victims who are on their way to the, medical or someplace quarantines. People were throwing rocks at the bus. The Dow has fallen 1,000 points today, and they're saying it's because of the coronavirus, because it's shutting down Chinese factories, and it's having this huge impact over there. And as Nick, who's going to be here in a few minutes, I mean, well, he's here now, but has pointed out, it hasn't reached Africa yet. It's reached northern Africa, but it has not reached the interior that we know of. I mean, it could be.
Okay, so when we go on to certain, let me just do some quick headlines here, and this is just on one, like say, I look around, I go, again, I do USA, I do World Headlines, I do Huffington Post, I do Drudge. This is the leader, words on Drudge. It's the Socialist Democrats Now. Next line, Revolution on Left. Next line, Sanders' Path is Echoes of Trump's 2016 campaign. Undocumented immigrants helped him win in Nevada. Most left-wing presidential candidate ever. Seattle campaign headquarters vandalized. Mayor Pete warns toxic.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people concerned about this. He is totally different. Last time, if you remember, the Democrats' National Committee kept him from winning there at the convention, and now they're saying it's a brokered convention. Then I saw Hillary's name come up again at a brokered convention. They're going to bring Hillary in if it goes to that. Yeah, we'll see.
Second person in days killed by Mardi Gras float in New Orleans.
Yeah. Well,
several things that are in the headlines today. What else do you have before we have to take our break?
Yeah, before we take a break, Trump's in India. He spoke to 110,000 people in India. He had a very warm welcome. They said they weren't quite as loud as his speech, however, in New Jersey. But 110,000 people. They didn't say that. I just said that. Okay, let's take a quick break. We got Nick Gardner coming in right after the break. This is this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, certified organic produce, 100% certified. You know, other stores that say that they're health stores or they've got health food, how many of them are certified 100% organic? That means the soil, the growth of the vegetables or the animals, the handling of them, processing to get it into the store. Vitamins and supplements are 100% organic. All of this, excuse me, all of this at Orchard Nutrition. Best in the North State, 13 years in a row, free monthly health seminars. Established in 1982 because Joe Martino wanted to have food that was pure when he was fighting cancer, which he won. If you need more information, just go to orchardnutrition.com or stop by. They've got people there trained to help you in every aspect of your health. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back with Nick Gardner, 7:16 in the morning, here on the 24th.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Tenno. Details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Over a quarter century in the business here, a better-known business. The only ones we let handle our HVAC. Best in North State, they've got it all. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. We got Nick Gardner here.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing terrific.
Okay, so what you got? You said you had some new things.
Oh, I do. The first thing I want to point out is that when you buy 10 gallons of gas, you're paying $7.32 in taxes. That's just on 10 gallons, and that's a targeted tax. And it begs the question, why do we pay taxes? We pay taxes to support things that we can't do ourselves, like public safety and like infrastructure, roads, water systems, sewer systems, stuff like that. That's what our government is put together to. It's to serve us. Now, I'm looking at CalPERS. In Shasta County this year, 2020, Shasta County will pay $23.8 million. There's 24,766 households in Shasta County. That's excluding Redding, Anderson, and the city of Shasta Lake. So if you divide that into $23.8 million, it comes out to $923 each household is going to pay this year for unfunded liabilities. That is where our safety and infrastructure money has gone. And that's
That's excluding, though. You said excluding Redding, Anderson, in the city of Shasta Lake?
They've got their own CalPERS. They're not in our system.
Got it.
And that's not counting health care. I read in the paper a couple years ago that Shasta County was, I think it was $103 million in the rears on health care. And then you look at some of the retirements these people are getting, and it begs the question, did they earn it? Are we safer now? Have we gotten safe? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And you take a look at the lottery and how that money was targeted for the school. And you see that sleight of hand, and it makes you leery. So I just wanted to plant that subliminally into your mind so you can think about that. And I wanted to bring up the fact that I went to a town hall about a week and a half ago down here at the church at the corner of East Street and Placer. And it was very interesting. I'm glad I went. There was no open debate. I had asked if I could address a couple of the issues on there, and I never got a reply from Joe. But each and every one of the heads of the departments were there, and I really don't have an argument with any of them. I know that the sheriff needs police. I know that Tracy needs some help in probation. I know Stephanie Bridget needs some help. But the fact is, they talk about everything but building a jail. They need this, they need that. To me, it's putting the horse before the cart. Why would you buy a horse if you don't have a cart to pull?
The main thing on this, and you're talking about Measure A, of course, is to build the jail. But yeah. You can't build the you can build the jail, but if you don't, it's like building a business. We built the station. We hired the people in it. We bought all the equipment. But if I didn't have support out there like electricity and internet and all the other things that we do, the business would not thrive. In fact, it wouldn't even start. And the main purpose of Measure A is building a jail.
Oh, really? How big a jail are they going to build? What's it say?
I think it said up to 400 people.
In the bill here. Well, you know, Carl, I've looked all through this bill, and it doesn't say that. You can look through the bill. The jail is mentioned twice in here, and we're going to get to that. But, you know, I want to...
Do you think that this is not to build a jail?
It doesn't say it's going to build a jail. I look at this as a contract. And when I sign a contract, when we the voters vote on this, they're in essence asking us to sign that contract.
But do you really
and
believe
the T's aren't
not,
crossed
but
and you, the I's aren't
but
dotted.
Do you believe that they're not going to build the jail? This whole thing was built to based on building a 400-person jail.
No, it's not. It doesn't say built on building a 400 jail. Maybe Ashley could cue up the deal that I want to queue up. Go ahead and start it anytime you want.
They're both ready. You want the muddy one first?
Yes, please. Okay. Now, this is what they're going to build. Here's them talking about it.
This was from when?
For clarification, are you looking like for a 500-bed jail, or are you looking for maybe more jail capacity, but maybe, you know, 200 people in a work camp and those kind of things?
Yeah, I'm looking for more broad-based capacity. So if you look at a work camp, if you look at a transitional rehabilitation facility, if you look at courtrooms 1 and 2, if you looked at bringing back the tower proposal that had been brought out before. So it's going to be a culmination of, you know, 200 beds here, 60 beds here, 100 beds here. So, yeah, I am certainly in my mindset, and I'll speak for Steve on this as well, because we talked about it. Neither of us was thinking in terms of one large facility. We were thinking about using all the different areas that we could to have jail space.
Now listen to this.
We did a jail bed study, I believe, last year, and it showed that in 2019 we should have, at the high end, was 518 beds. We currently sit at 483 and probably put at least 40 or so in out-of-county beds, so we're close to that. So we get to that 518 or 19 beds today. So, and then as you just mentioned, with courtroom 1 and 2, probably adding 60 more beds or more, clearly gets us over our future projection of what is needed and this thing. So I'm a little bit concerned that we don't build a 300 or 400-bed jail facility that our study show would not be needed at this point.
Ashley.
And then it also brings up the point.
Okay, so there you go.
It also brings up what other point?
Well, play that if you want. It doesn't go
anywhere.
Does
anything to go with that?
No.
Okay.
So, you know what? So I sat and I listened to Eric McGreeny, and he explained why they need more deputies, and I believe they do need more deputies. But, you know, when he got done talking, here's what he said. And we hope to get a tower. He said the word hope to get a tower, and you're telling people it's in black and white right here that we're going to get up to a 500-bed jail. Kay Wilson called, and Kay is one of the most informed people I know, and she said that, yeah, it says we're going to, right in the measure, get up to a 500-bed jail, and I'm telling you, it doesn't say that here.
So it doesn't say it's going to be a tower with 400 beds, but it does say it's going to bring 400 beds into it. Isn't that what you just said?
No, that's not what
like
I
he
just
said. Isn't that what Joe Comente said? He said a combination of this. It could be a tower. It could be the. It could be a place for Crystal Creek used to be and all that.
Approximately 80 beds for an inmate work camp, 60 beds for a traditional rehab, 60 beds. Listen, I didn't come to argue with you. I came to express my point of view.
Let me ask you. Well, this is part of my question. If Measure A passes and they bring in anywhere from 15 to 31 million, and I've heard both numbers, it's the building of the jail or different aspects of the jail all relies on the tax numbers, correct? Correct.
Well, sure, but they're going to float a bond.
So here's the question is then, where do you think the money's going to go, since it's in the law that it has to go to these spots? Where else would it go?
Well,
are you saying it's going to be moved?
Here's 51% is going to go to the correctional program. Excuse me. That's $15.8 million of this. Now, I'm going to read two sentences. Construction, repair, renovation, maintenance of existing county jail and adult detention facilities, as well as future county jail and adult detention facilities. Okay, so well, it mentions a new jail and a new adult detention facilities, but it also says construction, repair, renovation, and maintenance of existing county jail. Hold that thought. Number two, jail operations program subcategory. Operating of existing county jail, adult detention facilities, as well as future county jail and adult detention facilities. It doesn't give a number of beds there. Including but not limited to the hiring and training of staff and the providing of inmate food services and inmate health care. Now, I asked Eric McGreeny how much it costs to run the bill, the jail, and he told me $18 million. I've heard you on the radio say $12.5 million. 2 days later, you said $10 million, and you also said it's going to take $2.5 million to run the new tower.
Well, what I said was...
So what I'm saying is...
If Eric McGreeny says it's going to cost this much for two jails... And I take his word on it.
Say that for two jails. It was for the existing jails.
I see. In the existing budget, there's something like $12 million. And then if you doubled that, that would be $24 million for two jails. But I don't think they would have to double it. They could use different – they could combine efforts in all this. So – that's
so they're
going
to bump it down to how many million is it going to take?
I have no idea.
It's
not my job to say it's going to cost you this much money. It's like saying I can't put 400 beds out there unless I get this much money. You know, I've heard people say that, they said up to. Why don't they tell us exactly?
Well, I know that. We've heard that old argument quite a bit,
yeah,
Carl. But the thing is, you just said that it's – $12.5 million for the existing, and let's say it's $2.5 million for the new one. That's $15 million, and at the high end, this is only going to bring in $15.8 million. That leaves you $800,000 a year to build a new jail.
At the high end of what?
At the high end, at $32 million, or $31 million coming in. That's 51%. That being said, Eric McGreeny also said, and this is one that really gets me. And Stephanie Bridges is in the same boat. Eric McGreeny wants to bring in these programs to get these addicts off of drugs. Stephanie, she mentioned when she was on here the other day that she needs more people because it takes a lot of time and manpower to line these people that are accused of crimes up with programs to help them with their addiction and this and that. My point is, these people are supposed to be prosecutors. That stuff should all be for the social services.
Well,
why is law enforcement going into the social service business?
I think that what...
We got to take a break. We're on a hard break here. We do.
But what Stephanie said, too, though, was that she was short DAs. She may have mentioned social programs, but she said right now she doesn't have enough DAs to handle what she has. And if you arrest another 200, 300, 400 people and incarcerate them, she says she's going to need more DAs.
Okay, yeah. She also said that her DAs were busy lining them up with these programs.
Primary thing is to prosecute them.
Here's four people here. You've got the Fruit Brothers. One was arrested 20 times. One was arrested 40 times. You've got one person that was in the paper yesterday that has 18 arrests. You have another one that was arrested four times with methamphetamine-related crimes.
Right.
If you lost each one of those. Yeah, okay, so that alleviates what? 40, there's 60, there's 18, that's 78. There's 80 arrests there. You could drop that down to 5 or 6 if they're in jail.
If they're in jail.
Don't need the people.
If they're in jail.
That's right.
There's
no
jail.
Build a jail. Build a jail, and you don't need extra people to prosecute them because they're in jail, not committing crimes.
It doesn't work that way.
Yes,
we
got to
take
does.
A break. No, it doesn't. Let's take a break. 7:33 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, dedicated. They are locally owned, locally operated. We have two branches here in Redding at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, and one, of course, over in the Raley Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by there and see how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:33 in the morning and 43 degrees out there.
guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. From $9.99.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 86.5 FM, 1460 AM. How's your Monday morning going so far? This is Your Talk Radio along with Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to change this to something that's fun, has a place in my heart, and that's veterans. But before that, we will do another shout out to another veteran owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Love it when we have clients and friends and customers and people that we know say we went to Crackmaster and he fixed a crack or he fixed a chip in my windshield, and it was great customer service. So if you need that, because of course the summer's coming, which is weird, but you know, we go from hot to cold in our car, and that can really expand your windshield, and before you know it, your one inch crack turns into a big one. So go to Jeff, and he's a specialist in that, located on Market Street. Well, with us this morning is Linda Kent, and we're talking about the Veterans Home Support Committee. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
And we know that you, are very active on our radio station and have a weekend program.
We do on Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, Sovereign Minds.
Sovereign Minds from 10 to noon. And you guys, you know, I think when you add up all the shows we have, and y'all have been with us a long time, I think we've got
about 8 years, 7, 8 years.
More local shows on a commercial radio station than You know, I go around and look in the other places, and I think we've probably got more than any place maybe north of San Francisco.
That's probably true, yeah, and it's great.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, it's really good, and we appreciate you allowing us to do what we do on the other side.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate what you're doing. So, you know, I think about, like, the mood of what's happening in our country and people driving right now as we're sitting in the right here. You see this activity. Probably don't see that kind of activity so much on a Sunday morning, but people are getting ready to go to work.
Oh, no, there's quite a bit out there on Sunday.
So, yeah, maybe on their, but we've got our Monday morning drive traffic. And so I always feel like at this time in the morning, it's always nice to put out there that something that's moving in a positive direction. And we love our veterans' home here, and we love our veterans.
We do love our veterans, and we love the home. I've been the president on the committee for, oh, geez, 6 or 7 years now.
And you're here to talk about, well, not only, let's do a little backstory about when the home and what it takes to, in order to, you know, for these fine women and men veterans that have served our great country, you know, the books and the draw, you can
they need things that the state won't provide, and that's where the committee comes into place. Originally, the committee got started from Merle Haggard and Marcus Luttrell gave us some funds. If you remember back when Marcus Luttrell was here,
we went to his his night down at the Civic.
Yeah,
and got a book signed by young Mr. Luttrell.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course Merle has been a fixture in our community for so many years. It was a fixture in our community for so many years.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. I did not know, though, that they provided your seed money.
Yeah, that's where our seed money came from. So I get a little protective of that money.
Yes.
To what it's spent on. I mean, I have a board that votes on things, but those people gave that money and trusted us to do the proper thing for the veterans out at the home.
Sure.
So that's what we do.
So it's called Veterans Home Support Committee.
Correct.
And Linda Kent is here, and you have some kind of raffle. What do we need to do to find out more about this?
I have tickets.
Okay, it's a big old gun safe.
Yep, it's a 40-gun gun safe. The tickets are $10 each. We only printed 500 of them.
Mm-hmm.
We will be selling them at the gun show, of course, on March 7th and 8th.
Okay.
You can call me or call Linda Billingsley to get tickets. And my number is 221-0101 or 356-3651. Linda's is 510-0162.
And that's free delivery within 25 miles.
Yes, sir.
You know, let me tell you, having a safe, having it delivered is
big time.
Oh, I mean, you know, door comes off.
You know, that
especially
big puppy.
If you live in a, you know, in an older home like we do. So
it's like having a piano expert. Imagine a piano being delivered in a small place, and it is delivered. The experts know how to do that, especially like the size of a safe. So is there another location besides your phone numbers? Is there a location where someone can buy these raffles?
Yeah, they can come to our office in Mountain Gate, North State Consultants, and pick them up there. But if you call me, I've got people out, you know, with tickets. Also at the Reading Tea Party, or Reading Patriots, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget that. Yeah.
All right.
So we can always figure out a way to get you tickets if you're interested. We're going to try to draw the safe at the end of the gun show. Usually, like Mr. Rose and them get out there and they sell tickets. My highest seller is, of course, Dick Wilkinson. He's awesome with them. I can't ask for a better person. So
you've got people going from spot to spot too, also
selling
tickets. So that's great. And this is going to be drawn at the end of the
gun
Patrick
show.
Gun show
at
it's going to be at the Red Line.
It's going to be at the
Holiday Inn,
March 7th.
And I tell you what, he fills that place up.
Yeah. If we sell all 500 tickets, as soon as they're sold, we will be drawing.
Okay.
So as soon as the 500th ticket is sold.
Yep.
So you do not have to be there.
Do not have to be
there.
They
will call you. Make sure you have your phone number on the ticket.
Yeah, make sure you put your phone number on there.
Just don't put your initials on it and hand it back.
Yeah. Let's thank Frank Rose.
Yes, a big shout out to that man. He is my PR. He is my right hand for everything in the veterans community.
Veteran of the year, Italian of the year. He should be husband of the year, friend, photographer, you name it. He's done so much for our community. You can't miss the guy who drives around with all the flags off of his car, and the white car is parked out in front of KCNR a lot. He'll come in here. And even through all of his health challenges, he has just powered through with this mission. He's a man on a mission, so we need to always thank him. And, of course, he sets up so many of our veteran interviews because he loves our veterans. So
and
thank
if you ever sit down and talk to him, he's got quite a story. That man's done a lot of different things
in his
lifetime. It's a very interesting gentleman.
He is. And, let's talk about the safe just a couple more minutes. Here.
Okay.
This is not a small safe. This is a 40-gun capacity, 45-minute fire-rated safe.
It's a beautiful safe.
Yeah, it's almost 60 inches high, 5 feet tall. The width is 2 feet, and the door, it looks like, is going to be 34 inches, almost 3 feet across. It looks like it has shelves in it and other things that you can put, places you can put ammo and guns. And what we use our safe for, besides guns, is jewelry, papers, important papers in a bag that if something does happen, you can reach in there and grab that stuff and leave, because no matter how good the gun safe is, as we found out during the car fire,
right,
if your whole house burns down in a firestorm like this, one safe protected, it had ammo in it, and it, the door stayed on, but ammo exploded, except one box did not explode.
Wow.
And tried to figure that one out. But if you have, like, say, a fire in your house or a fire going through that area, this safe will protect your papers.
Yes, it will.
Because the fire, when the fire, people get there, can knock that fire.
Yeah, so you definitely can put other things in it. Most of us do. We put a lot of valuables in our safes. But it never hurts to have another safe.
I'm sure Mark puts at least a ton of silver and gold in his. But
some of us have other things in our safe besides guns.
I'm just kidding.
We like to fill our safes.
Well, thank you again for coming on.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
But Linda, thank you for being the chair person of for the Veterans Home, because God knows they need more. But having a new Veterans Clinic being built across the street from it should be a big assist for a lot of people.
Yeah, it should be. It will be a nice transition for the veterans, hopefully. Is what we're shooting for over there.
And you know what? And from what I understand, the way it was laid out, we could even add on to the veterans' home if they had the funding. Is that true?
My understanding is that to a certain degree. I do know that they are looking or trying to see about building on now, not for more rooms, but like for a rec room. When they built the home out there, they didn't think of a lot of different things, and it was new.
Right.
Nobody's fault. But they don't have a big room to do activities or anything in.
Mm-hmm.
So they are looking at doing that. And
that would be great.
Yeah. It would be really good for them.
A lot of these are active people still. They're in there. They're not laying in bed all the time, even though there is a section devoted for those with dementia in that.
Right.
So, anyway.
And also, I want to get out there. We are in the stages of maybe doing some beautification out there with trees because of the snow that we had and drought and stuff. Some of the trees are dying out there. So we are looking at doing things like that as well.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Linda. Appreciate that.
All right. Thank you for having me, and have a great day.
And we're going to take a break here. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by My Favorite Bobble Place, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Ryan Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Well, good morning and welcome back. You know what, Carl, I've got to share something very uplifting in I think it's hilarious, actually. We have a good friend, of course, Ted, who likes to play hockey and is really in, watching hockey. And for those hockey fans, a great story about this guy. Of course, 40 years after the United States shocked the Russians in Miracle on Ice, this is another stunning scenario. Emergency backup goalie Dave Ayers made 8 saves in relief of Carolina's 2 injured netminders in the Hurricanes 6-3 victory over Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. Seems that Ayers, who works as a Zamboni driver for the Toronto Marlies of the American Hockey League, was forced into action midway through the second period after Carolina James Reimer and Peter Mezrich were injured. The Hurricanes were leading 3-1 when the 42-year-old Ayers took over. He stopped 8 of the shots and received a rousing ovation. You imagine this guy's a driver. He kind of works in there when
he's driving the Zamboni.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's driving the Zamboni. The two goalies get injured, so they know he's a minor league player. So he comes up and he gets to play in the big time. I wonder what his contract was for that night.
And
anyway,
he made
a lot of saves and they won.
And all he could say was, don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass yourself. He said, I kept saying, please, told him, don't embarrass. I was nervous about how to go, especially after 2 goals were quickly scored. He said he reassured the Hurricane players that he played better before the third period began. I just think you just always got to be ready. They always talk about that.
Can you imagine that they see the Zamboni driver coming down and getting dressed up with the other teams thinking, oh, we're going to kill this guy. Well, no, they didn't. But it probably upped the level of playing from his team, too, to try to protect him.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I got in. I made a comment the other day about Bloomberg.
No, that was, yeah, and you're taking it back.
Well, no, I'm just saying is that, no, not at all. It was a bit of humor on my part about Bloomberg is the, you know, about being able to see over the podium. It was a joke. All it was a joke. And I got, you know, I had people say that it's rightfully so. It's not his fault that he's short. And I went, yeah, you're right. But, you know, I look at people. I don't judge people on height and weight and color and all these other things. You know, I just, you know.
But you make a joke about it.
I did make a joke about it. Okay. I did.
I didn't like it at
all. I know, and I
he got reamed by me.
And for Naomi and Diane, not this Diane, but another Diane. There's nothing you could say to me that Lynn didn't say to me over about this. But you know, frankly, I don't care. It's a joke, you know. And if you don't like the joke, if you don't like the joke, fine.
Okay, it's not something to joke about. It's like somebody having like a face they can't change.
Anyway, Elizabeth Warren today or yesterday went after Bloomberg. And she used a height reference. I'm not saying just because she did it, can do it. But I'm just telling you,
she's on this.
Is that, you know, that it's just, I'm sorry, but if you can't take a joke that it's Dave Chappelle said it. He says, I don't know if I'm going to have a career. And he says, you know why? And the audience goes, which is mostly white, says, why? He says, you, because you're going to find something that you don't like from 12 years ago. You're going to bring it up, and you're going to keep me from hosting the Oscars like they did Kevin Hart. And because something I said that offended somebody 12 or it offends you now from something said 12 years ago. Do you remember that? How true that is? It was just a comment.
Well, I think sometimes things, I know you meant it as a joke, but for me, I just think right now in the spirit of so many things that are being tossed around in people's moods, I don't like anything that's just got a negative spirit to it or even a harming spirit. I was bullied. I was made fun of so much. Of course, it makes you stronger, makes you, you know, but it also
it doesn't
has,
seem to have slowed Mike it, Bloomberg down.
Well, it still can have, it's just, you know, we don't want to be name callers. We don't want to talk about people's attributes. I'm sorry.
Lieutenant General.
But you Krulak. Never called him that because he was your boss.
Everybody called him Brute. Brute Krulak. He was all of 5'4".
That's Brute.
He was a hero in World War II. His son, who was maybe 3 or 4 inches taller than him, became Commandant of the Marine Corps. And you know what? When Brute Krulak came up to inspect somebody, God help you if you ever looked down at him and to talk to him. He didn't like it. So, but here's the thing is, as Krulak says to his son, he says, we can't help our height, but we can help our, you know, we can help our weight. We can help how we work, how hard we work, and all these things. Krulak said that. Mike Bloomberg is something like the second richest man in the world. Bloomberg is. Maybe the fourth or fifth. But he's up there. He has, if you want to say height is a limiting factor, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. He has become as successful as he has, maybe because he was trying to prove something. But, in, you know, if you're saying that height can hold you back, and there's a perfect example of a man who has succeeded wildly.
I understand what you're saying.
Beyond his probably his dreams.
I think that's great what you're saying, but for people who don't know who this person is and what he's done, you don't talk about people's attributes or whatever, you know, if somebody's got a leg shorter than the other or somebody's got a ear shorter than the other, just don't do it. Just be kind. Don't say things because it's enough to have to go through life.
It is. It's
and try
true.
To try to
and
maintain
have,
a positive energy every
and,
single day with
have,
everybody ripping everybody apart all the time.
And I have learned that because... And you will not hear that come out of my mouth again.
Because, you're not a
but
late
I really believe,
night show host.
I really don't believe that people should be should be limited by just the way they look.
No. I mean, I know that.
People that are huge successes.
I know you know that, but see what happened is.
My dad was not tall.
Yeah, and neither aren't some of our family members.
My daughter's a shrimp.
Some of our family members. So, but anyway, let's just move
on. We have Elizabeth Betancourt running for assembly
yes.
in the 1st District is joining us right after this break, if I live through it, if I haven't been hammered and strangled by my wife. She's going to join us. She's the Democrat running in this 1st Assembly District for election, and we can't wait to have Elizabeth on. What a bright and engaging woman she is. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It's 43 degrees today this morning. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And it's going to be 8 o'clock in about 15 seconds. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. U.S. stocks fell sharply in early trading Monday following a broad sell-off in overseas markets as a surge in virus cases and a worrisome spread of the disease outside the epicenter in China sent investors running for safety. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says the downturn is just part of the ups and downs of the market.
I have no doubt that at some point down the line, we will move past this episode and the sharp correction that we're seeing in the near term here will be reversed. But that doesn't mean that there won't be some short-term pain.
Despite showing signs of stabilizing in China, where fewer new infections are being reported, worries are growing elsewhere. Police are manning checkpoints around sealed-off towns in the north of Italy as authorities seek to contain the virus from China. At least 219 people in the region have tested positive for the virus, and 5 have died. Also on SR News, I should say President Trump is in New Delhi in the midst of a whirlwind tour in India. During a speech earlier in the day, Mr. Trump says he'll be discussing trade deals between the two countries with India's leader.
I am optimistic that working together, the Prime Minister and I can reach a fantastic deal that's good and even great for both of our countries.
Mr. Trump heads back to Washington on Tuesday. The Supreme Court will hear a dispute over a Philadelphia agency that won't place foster children with same-sex couples. The justices will review an appeals court ruling that upheld the city's decision to stop placing children with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia's agency because it would not permit same-sex couples to serve as foster parents. On Wall Street, the Dow is off almost 800 points at 28,193. The NASDAQ is down 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results will vary. If you tried to lose weight and failed, it wasn't your fault. According to leading medical experts, when we cut back on how much we eat, our body shifts into survival mode, reducing our metabolism and making us even hungrier. But now, a breakthrough discovery that helps you fight food cravings is available without a prescription. Riduzone uses your body's natural appetite control, a molecule called OEA, to break that cycle. Riduzone is the only product that contains OEA.
I've lost 75 pounds using Riduzone. My husband has lost 50 pounds using Riduzone. Riduzone has made it so that we eat less food, and it has taken away the cravings that we used to have. Riduzone has made it so that I can lose the weight without feeling hungry.
Go to Riduzone.com. Use promo code today to save up to 65% off your order. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com. Save up to 65% and get free shipping by using promo code today at Riduzone.com. That's R-I-D-U-Z-O-N-E.com.
Barbara B. Smith, one of the nation's top black models who went on to open restaurants and launch a successful home products line, has died after battling early onset Alzheimer's disease.
B. Smith's family announced on social media that she died Saturday on Long Island in New York at age 70. She wrote 3 cookbooks, founded 3 successful restaurants, and launched a nationally syndicated TV show and magazine. Smith was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2013. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's military says it struck Palestinian militants in Gaza and Syria after they fired some 20 rockets towards southern Israel. The rockets came hours after Israel said it killed a Palestinian militant who tried to place a bomb along the Israeli-Gaza barrier fence. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group claimed responsibility for the rocket fire. Palestinians were furious over the image of the man's lifeless body. News and analysis at townhall.com. An American diplomat is again warning Europeans about allowing Chinese 5G technology in their new networks.
The top U.S. diplomat for cybersecurity policy says he welcomes European Union moves towards recognizing the risks at stake in 5G technology, but he warned that the U.S. will not be able to share top-level information with countries that choose untrusted vendors, such as China's Huawei. Robert Strayer told journalists in Madrid that a new EU 5G toolbox of recommendations recognize security risks in 5G technology, and that vendors must be trustworthy. Strayer was in Spain as part of a European tour as President Trump's administration puts pressure on allies to avoid Chinese tech firm Huawei in next-generation mobile networks. Keith Peters reporting.
Murder charges have been filed against two 13-year-old boys suspected of starting a blaze that killed two firefighters at a Central California library. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, phone lines here are 605-4567, 24th of February, 2020, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning. Of course, we want to give you an update of our weather. Sunny today with our highs of 72 and our overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for a high of 77 and overnight lows of 46. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 77 and overnight lows of 47. Thursday, sunny once again, moving up with a couple degrees with almost 80, 79 on Thursday, and Thursday night clear. As we progress through the weekends, it looks like we have a couple days of chance of showers. Chance, hopefully. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they're locally owned. They always bring us the weather. Remember that, Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, 365-3793. And our Monday morning call at this time of the day is by Rally Sally. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to let your listeners know that tonight we have, as our guest speaker coming to the Reading Patriots meeting, David Wolf of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. And he is going to be talking about some of the items that are on the ballot this time, as well as some items that are coming down the pike to be on the ballot in November that people need to be aware of and should be informed about, as well as some other of the laws that's going to be coming down from Sacramento in the future. So it should be an important meeting to come to and learn what's going on in Sacramento.
Well, especially in the propositions that are coming, because two of them are kind of well, there's many of them that are confusing, but two of them use the term Prop 13, and one of them's about schools. And the other one has to do with the split rolls.
Split roll property tax.
And but they're, you know, they, because somebody was talking about it, and I rolled in the second one, the split roll, and they said, no, that's not the one we're talking about yet. Prop 13 is, or
right.
13
Prop
is 13 involved
is
in both.
Different,
of them.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, yeah, I think that's great. So somebody from the Howard Jarvis Tax.
Yes, Howard Jarvis Tax Association tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
And this is open to everybody, so, I mean, you can
yes,
hear what's
anybody
going on.
Anybody who's interested in what's going on with these issues.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks a lot,
thank
Sally.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of issues and speaking of upcoming elections, we have with us Elizabeth Betancourt. Good morning.
Good
running
morning.
For Assembly District 1. How are you? I like your button.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And we've seen you around town and somebody. So this is a refresher. Let's talk. You know, you could see many people driving to work. This is the second go for you. Let's talk about what you saw on the first go and what you're seeing now. And we're going to be voting here pretty soon, just a few weeks.
Tell us about Elizabeth.
Yeah, so thank you for having me on again. I think this is my third time on as a candidate, anyway.
Well, you know, love having you on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because, one, you live up to, what, Happy Valley?
Yeah.
He's down the road here.
Local girl. Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I did run in the special election last year, and, you know, we live, I think, in undoubtedly a pretty conservative area. Mm-hmm. I run as a very proud Democrat. Mm-hmm. I love the platform of the Democratic Party. Certainly any organization to which any of us belong sometimes has family problems.
It's true.
I can't wait to ask you a couple questions.
Well.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, just your opinion, because what you're saying is absolutely true, whether you're a, just because that you may have an R by your name doesn't mean that you agree with everything that goes on in the Republican Party, just like in the Democrat Party.
Sure.
So that was an interesting way of putting it.
Right.
It's like having the family together for Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Right. And we love our family. We love our community, too.
Right.
And one of the things that I learned last year, the campaign that I ran was, you know, expectedly lower funding than my opponent's campaign. But we actually broke a 40-year record for Democratic votes in Assembly District 1. We broke 40% last year. With a third of the official funds of the candidate who won, and actually much less if you consider independent expenditures by large campaign funding.
But it meant activity.
What's that?
It meant activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We had hundreds of volunteers involved in the process. And I think, definitely one of the things I'm most proud of in last year's run is the number of people who were involved. Democracy has got to actually not only represent the people, but involve the people in the process. And so one of the reasons I ran again this year, certainly because, as I mentioned earlier, it feels like just one long run.
Right, right.
It was.
It feels like that. But
yeah.
Here we are with, let's just focus on the present.
Yeah.
And what has this time been, besides the fact that you got your feet wet and you kind of got the lay of the land, what is happening this time, this run?
This time around, we have the added, I don't know how to describe it, complication or pressure or excitement, probably it's actually the best adjective, of the presidential primary on March 3rd. So, gosh, it's a week from tomorrow.
Right.
And what we're really excited about is building on the energy that we built last year in the special election last year and expanding that with the expanded turnout that comes with a presidential election every 4 years.
Right. So if you were to have to, like, say you were doing a quick drive-by again, what would be something that you would want to perhaps talk about on the air today that maybe you haven't been able to really get out, like, oh, I should have talked about that, or I really want people to know that about me, about how I see things or my views.
Sure. I think one of the things that makes me different from actually a lot of Democratic candidates, but a lot of candidates, period, is my pragmatic approach. We have a lot of challenges in our rural spaces, and those have been compounded by, I would say, at least 40 years of neglect on the state's part, as well as our Democratic supermajority in Sacramento now does not actually consider rural California in many of the policies that it develops. And so my approach is not party-centric. It is pragmatic, and it is full of empathy for the people who live here in our communities that have been neglected for many decades.
Would you say you take the stand of what the majority of the people here believe? And I mean, you're a Democrat, and as we know, this is predominantly a independent Republican organization up here, but that's the big majority up here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you take a stand to represent the larger part on some things?
I think that that's going to be issue specific. So I think that when it comes to fire and fuels issues, an issue that I've worked on for nearly 20 years.
Which I think everybody agrees on.
Forest management, absolutely. Yes, everybody agrees on it. But the state has not invested commensurate with our needs in this area.
Absolutely.
And so what actually just came out last month from Lawrence Berkeley National Labs is a statement on how climate change can be better addressed here in California. And for years, we up here have been clamoring for more investment in our forests, subsidies in our biomass energy facilities commensurate with solar subsidies, wind subsidies even that go to petroleum companies, right? Those have not been coming to our biomass energy facilities. We need someone down there who is able to make the case for that effectively. We have to have that level of investment. Lawrence Berkeley National Labs put out a study saying we have to have the investment in our biomass energy facilities if we are going to do what we say we want to do in California, which is be carbon neutral.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you have here on your website. As a scientist, it says that you've worked for nearly 20 years with diverse stakeholders to advocate for healthy forests and watersheds. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the North State represents, the forests and the watersheds. We want to see that managed correctly, right? Mm-hmm. You also put, you want to work on reducing red tape, which is something that will be a lifelong project.
Absolutely.
Should you be elected?
Absolutely.
Because we all know that people hold on to their little bunches. But we got to take a break. When we come back, more with Elizabeth Betancourt. We're going to talk about water, some of the other things, that jobs and economic prosperity. And, of course, something that's on the agenda. We heard today about the jail, homelessness, and cost of living. These are platforms which you have on your website. And I would share with everybody that I'm on BetancourtForAssembly.com. So if you want to get on BetancourtForAssembly.com this morning while you're listening to this program and call in and ask questions, this is a good opportunity to do that. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, who's owned Home Helpers for many, many years, is somebody who, you know, where the buck stops with her, right? So everybody that works for her is bonded, insured, background checked. So if somebody comes to your house, you know that they're going to be really what's the word I'm trying to say? Vetted, big time.
They've
vetted.
Been vetted. She's not going to have anybody in your home that she wouldn't have in her home. Sharon Clark, learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back with Elizabeth Betancourt. It's 8:15 in the morning and 42 degrees out there.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The
average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here 605-4567. 24th of February, 8:20 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy's been helping people since 1993. She has a large office broken down in insurance and finance. If you have any questions about insurance or your financial requirements, having somebody take a look at what you have as your investment, especially with the craziness of the stock market, it keeps going up and up and up. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to the Members First Credit Union, like four offices right there. We're here with Elizabeth Betancourt, who is running for Assembly First District as a Democrat. And a question came in, and some of the things that Linda pointed out is forestry management. And a question was, what's your definition of a healthy forest?
We are really lucky at this point in California's natural resources management in that there's general consensus around what a healthy forest looks like. And that is a forest with a mosaic of habitats. So that means it's not the same thing throughout. It's not a monoculture. And also a forest that has fewer stems per acre. So if you think about how many stems, how many trees, brush, et cetera, come out of the ground within 1 acre, right now, on average, here in the state of California, we are at between 300 and 800 stems per acre. Historically, and hopefully in the future, our healthy forests will look like somewhere between 40 and 100 stems
okay,
per acre.
You know what? And you can take looks of the way our forest used to be and photos of it, and they were like almost like a theater. It's probably not the right word I'm looking for, but it's a park where you could walk through the forest. Mm-hmm. They were healthy trees. There wasn't all the brush and all that. And we have gotten away from that due to the fact of no logging or whatever the reasons, animals and this. And it's not just the fire dangers. It's the amount of water that all of these, as you call them, stems take every day.
Absolutely.
And if you could get it from 300 to, what'd you say, 40 to?
40 to 100.
Okay, even down to 100.
Yeah.
It would be, think of all the water you could save.
Absolutely.
And how the fires would not take off the way they do now?
We don't anymore consider ourselves a keystone species. But really, historically, we have been a keystone species in our environment. Native American tribes shaped their environment in that exact way. Our forests look like parks because they regularly burned because of the Native American tribes in the area.
Well, and when you burn, and if you don't have all the brush, it'll clear out everything along the bottom. It will not injure the trees.
Yep.
And it keeps it, and it kept everything open like that.
Yeah.
Are the Democrats, who are of course now in control, have been in control, have they come over to this side?
Yes, by and large. So I have been doing advocacy on this issue for many years, and we have seen a real change in mindset in the Democrats in Sacramento in how they understand a healthy forest. We are all, generally speaking, on the same page now.
Does this mean they're going to allow logging in the clearing of these forests now?
So I think what you're talking about might be on federal land, and there are some changes afoot with NEPA regulations on federal land. I'm not as in the know with that. Of course, that's a federal issue. But that could be changing in the near future. On state lands, what they're looking at is doing a statewide environmental impact statement for vegetation management. And so that will actually change how quickly we can get treatment programs on the ground.
Because some of the, you know, when people were trying to log their own areas there, they were, you know, 2 to 3 years of, you know, to get a permit to cut down some trees. If you want to try and clear your own property because of fire, you could still be hit with a $10,000 fine for each tree you cut down.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. And we need to make sure that our state resources are more available to people, and also that people have more ability to manage their land in the way that suits their needs and that keeps their home and their family safe.
Okay.
So water is a really, we know what a, I hate to even use the word commodity because some people will deal in it as if it were a commodity, but we need water to live. And so one of the things that I do really enjoy about your website is the in-depth part of your passion about the water and the resourcing of it. One on your water, you have facilitated drought preparedness by interconnecting our water systems to address the need for increased system resilience in times of drought or emergency. Can you expound on that?
Sure. So some of the work that I have done has been in urban areas. Most of the work that I've done has been in rural areas. In urban areas, their drought preparedness includes interconnecting the multiple systems. In Sacramento alone, there's more than 25 water purveyor systems in the area. They have interconnected all of those so that they can get water all the way from Roseville down to downtown Sacramento. They're still working on the pressure issues and some quality issues. But that's really important because not all water purveyors get water from the same source, so have different effects when it comes to drought. In our rural systems, interconnectedness is super challenging because the systems can be really far apart. But in places like Paradise, you know, they're talking about connecting Paradise and Chico right now to make sure that there can be sort of this partnership in making sure that water quality is addressed as well as water supply up and down the hill. So that interconnectedness allows purveyors to work together to supply water to a broader swath of people.
So when you say they, who would be, is there a board? In the assemblyman would be part of the body that would help these connect? I mean, can you explain how that's done?
Sure. Actually, it's a local decision. So your local water agency, who are largely generally public water agencies with a board that anybody can go to, would make a decision to start reaching out to their neighbors. And those neighbors would have the same process of going through, through a public process to interconnect with their neighbor. What I could do in the assembly is make sure that there are resources available for our rural spaces in particular, where the distance is farther, so the cost is much higher to do that interconnection.
So to let the state roll into this and give help in connecting the water.
Okay. We've got calls rolling in. Let's get right onto the phone. Peggy, we have Peggy and Penny. We'll take Peggy first. And Peggy, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth. Just a question regarding the recent bills that were signed by Governor Newsom. One, the AB5 for the employment law. What is your stance on that, and will you be working in any way to remove that?
Peggy, that's
burdensome bill?
Yeah, that's a great question. So AB5 was brought forward as a way to address the what was described as the contractor Armageddon coming after the Dynamex case of 2018, which put a very new set of requirements on what it meant to be a contractor. If the state had not taken action from the AB5 perspective, there would have been lawsuits all over the place addressing worker contractor-employer relationship. So AB5 was put in place to, in large part, address that, as well as address some of the inequitable ways that our gig workers are treated from an Uber and Lyft perspective in particular. That did, though, AB5 absolutely cast much too wide of a net.
Would you say this
of,
was a perfect example of unintended consequences
yes.
in the law because they didn't understand what they were saying?
Well, I think it's partly that, and I think it's partly panic, frankly, of addressing that Dynamex case impact. Including paper delivery people. I admit, I'm old-fashioned. We still get the paper. I love getting my paper.
Me too.
And I am really worried that we're not going to be able to get that if newspaper delivery people are included in AB5.
Let me give you
That's
one,
not a change.
Let me give you one closer to home. Linda plays gigs. And when she hires musicians for that one gig, mm-hmm. maybe once every 3 or 4 months,
mm-hmm.
they now have become employees of our company.
Okay,
and,
so
this is another one. Truck drivers, they gave some relief
yep.
to truck drivers, but writers, independent, all of these. I understand they're going back and addressing these things,
yes.
and they're bringing up the music industry specifically.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do have a caller. I know that we have two lines. What happens is one got Penny. We've got Penny on the line. So, Penny, a question, and then let's see. We've got a minute to take your question, and then maybe we can answer on the other side. Penny, your question, please, for Elizabeth.
Hi. Thank you very much. I do have a question. On the ads, it stated that you do not take special interest money,
mm-hmm.
but however, it was found that you do have about $66,000 from special interest. You're supported by the teachers union, the California Mechanics, Carpenters Union, Scientists Union, and California School Employees. So I was just kind of curious of why you said you didn't take special interest money, but yet you do have it. And I can take my call off the line.
Okay, thank you. You want to answer that
one?
Sure. That's actually pretty easy. I don't take corporate PAC money. So I don't take money from Philip Morris. I don't take it from Syngenta Energy. I don't take it from big pharmaceutical companies. I take money from actual people. I think you'll find that the number of individuals contributing to my campaign is vastly larger than any of my competitors.
You will take union money.
And I do take union money, yeah.
But aren't they kind of like a large PAC? I mean, the teachers' union is like the largest, isn't that one
That's
of the largest?
That's people. That's not a company. That's
people swing.
Paying dues.
Yes, but they
into
swing.
An
they swing an incredible amount of power down in the Capitol.
They can.
Well,
they
it's
can.
What's great about our candidates coming on is total transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's great to iron it out, speak it out, whatever it is. Great for your callers to keep calling in and asking questions. And we're going to be talking more about jobs and economic prosperity and, of course, our homelessness and cost of living here, which is also on your website. More calls are coming in, but we do have to take a hard break here on KCNR, 96.5 FM. Elizabeth Betancourt is our guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of downtown Reading. In fact, they support our monthly show with the Chamber of Commerce, but they also encourage the growth downtown. They're involved in a lot of focused events for downtown. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgery robotic suite. This allows for less intrusive surgeries, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages with Elizabeth Betancourt, Democrat, running for the Assembly 1st District.
New Year.
Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Supervisor Leonard Modi. We want leaders who are trusted to do what's right for our community. They value input from others. Leaders seek solutions rather than just complain about the problems. That's why I'm running for re-election for supervisor. I have brought forward ideas to improve our community. I have the experience, knowledge, and most importantly, the integrity to do the job.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor District 2, 2020.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Monday morning. It's 8:35 in the morning, and with us this morning is Elizabeth Betancourt, running for District 1. And, Carl, I know you have to do a read. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Cypress Square Barbershop is the only place I've had my hair cut for 12 years. You know, I came back from Iraq, and the first place I found was this. And I said, ooh, it's kind of like being at home. No, people were not shooting at us. We didn't have to worry about IEDs. But it was kind of a cool place, and it still is. A veteran-owned shop that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Yes, I can say that because it's on the window.
And welcome back to our program. And so we're going to take callers this morning. And thank you for waiting, Lori. Do you have a special question for Elizabeth Betancourt?
I do.
You're right. You're up.
You're live.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Hi, Elizabeth. I was trying to figure out what you did for a living. And I know that you say you're a scientist and a farmer, but then I heard you were a marijuana inspector. So can you just explain what your job is?
Sure. I am a scientist. I have a degree in biology. And I work for the California Central Valley Water Quality Control Board. And I manage a team of people who inspect California's legal cannabis cultivation sites. So I don't actually get out of the office too much myself, but my team does it very regularly, and we work with folks who are working within California's legal sphere of cannabis cultivation and make sure that they're applying regulations appropriately, that they understand what they're doing and how it could affect water quality in particular. And we help.
Pesticides, rodenticides, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And so what happens
does that answer your question, Laura?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Sure. You
right.
Bet.
Well, I mean, you can go on BetancourtForAssembly.com under issues, and there's one a paragraph that you've written on your cannabis. Let's talk about
your cannabis inspection.
Your cannabis,
not your cannabis grow.
I do not grow cannabis.
You don't grow cannabis?
No.
Hemp? How about hemp?
I am a child of the DARE program in the 80s. Do you all remember
that?
Oh,
yeah.
I definitely am not interested in growing cannabis.
Do you think that marijuana should be a legal drug here in California?
I don't know enough about the science, Carl, behind that, but what I hear a lot of course, in interacting with legal cannabis cultivators as well as some of the folks who regulate them, some of our sister agencies, is that there is a lot of proof that cannabis provides some really good alternatives to folks, certainly in pain management, lots of veterans, actually.
Mm-hmm. We have a cannabis business advertising on the station, and the lady says, she's very, very knowledgeable, says many of her customers are people that are older because it really helps with that.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the do we have another call? Let's go. Okay, we'll take another call. Why not?
Sure.
Myra, do you have a question? You're live on the air.
I do. So I understand, Mrs. Betancourt, that you attend a Christian church. And I like to know where you stand on a woman's right to choose, because that's a bit conflictive to me. I'd like to get some clarification.
Sure. So, yes, I do. I attend Pilgrim Congregational here in Reading, and I actually feel like it is a spiritual and human right to have control over your own body. So I definitely support a woman's right to choose, and that is to choose whatever path forward that woman wants when she is pregnant. I think there's a lot of pressures on women to make one choice or the other, and I think that's wrong. I think it's a personal choice. Information should be available for every option out there, and women should be empowered to make those choices.
The governor of Virginia said that a child, once it's born, could be it would be up to the mother to see if that child lives. How do you feel about the third trimester? Or a child being born?
I think that's often taken out of context. I can't speak to that particular instance because I don't know enough. I haven't actually heard that conversation. But for third trimester abortions, I think that is so incredibly rare. And I have not heard of anyone making the choice, a choice to abort in the third trimester. I think it's often a medical imperative at that point.
So let's talk about homelessness here and the cost of living. That's one of your headlines on your issues.
Mm-hmm.
We see what's happening on the street. We've seen the change. Mm-hmm. We've been here for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just one corner. And I know that we can always say that it's a lot of mental health and so on and so forth. We're going to have a break coming up. That's what the... Oh, no, we have a caller, but can you just expound on that a bit?
Sure. So we know that homelessness just exploded after the recession. So I think we can say for pretty darn sure, here in California especially, that homelessness is connected to the cost of living, the cost of housing here in California. We know that we need at least another million homes here in California. Many of those have got to be affordable homes. A lot of the... cost of building in California is associated with the cost of land. It's associated with the cost of fees, building homes. I have to say, I built a home here in Shasta County. It was a replacement dwelling unit on my property, so our fees were mitigated in some part. But we also have gone through the process of getting an accessory unit permitted. holy cow.
Really?
That process is expensive. It took almost a year to get that permitted. The use alone, I don't even have a building permit yet. So, yeah, the process for building here in California is exceptionally lengthy, and there are way too many requirements associated with it. So we have got to clear the way to make sure that we can build more homes of all types, and especially affordable housing.
Right. Okay.
Well, when we say affordable housing, I think there's, 47% of the last statistic I read of homeless live here in California. We've got the fifth largest economy, yet the highest poverty level in the nation. Our schools are going down the hill. Yeah. It's not a money thing. So what is it then? I say it's not a money thing, but it is a money thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is
a
money thing.
But we've got billions of dollars in surplus right now. We're spending billions on this, on the bullet train. Do you support the bullet train?
Gosh, I haven't been asked that, Carl. I support efficient rail travel. I think that project has been particularly beleaguered with political infighting and unfortunate deal making that makes it an unattractive project.
That was very well said. I love how
so really what you're saying is this is a stupid thing, right?
Well, the way it's been handled has been
If it had gone LA to Vegas,
yes,
I could see that.
Yes.
But this is now we're on the hook for that, and for every billion we spend there, it could be billions spent on helping in the homeless.
Let's go to the phones. Absolutely. Bob, do you have a question for our guest, Elizabeth Betancourt?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Quick question. As a fellow Christian, we have the same Bible, I'm assuming. And I'm very concerned on this AB 329, which is comprehensive sex education in our schools. It's being fed from our kids from second grade all through K-12. What is your position on that, and how do you justify that as a Christian? With gay sex and all the other things that come with that, all the things that are being given to our young kids, transgender kids, et cetera.
So I thank you for calling.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, I feel that God gave us sovereignty over our own bodies. And so it is beholden on us to ensure that our children understand how their bodies work and their rights and responsibilities involved in managing your relationships with yourself, with your friends, with your romantic partners. And so making sure that children are equipped with the understanding and knowledge to know who they are and the rights and responsibilities that they have is incredibly important.
Do you think we see some people starting the sex change as early as 5 and 6 years old. Don't you think that should be regulated in some way that let the kid at least reach puberty?
Is this a conservative person asking for more regulation?
Well, I'm just thinking I'm trying to protect the parents' rights or the child's rights. I mean, does a 5 or 6 year old, and this is just a question.
Sure.
Because you've obviously studied it more than I have, but does a child 5 or 6 have, know at that point? And why would the parents make that choice for the child, essentially?
That is so personal. There is no way I'm going to make a judgment
call
on that.
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
That's a fair question.
But can you believe you're running? You get very passionate. You're really knowledgeable about, this certain scientific, like you're saying, you're the watershed, the forest, and I'm sure there's numerous other, but when we start going into this multitude of belief systems, and I don't mean that in a snotty way to Bob or any of the other people that called in earlier today, but boy, expect it to be like,
it may not be cut and dry.
And it may be unfolding as we speak, thoughts and process in life and learning.
It's also the fact that many people have children that are being impacted by these laws, and they
have
a right to ask and to be very concerned about this.
And we're going to take a break on that. That's great. And what do you think? We've got another calls coming in here at 96.
We may have to bring Elizabeth back.
96.5 FM, 605-4567. That is our hotline. This is Carla Linda Bott here on KCNR, and we'll be right back. Thanks a lot for joining us. On the other end, we'll see ya.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane is going to join us. I can't believe we're at the end of the month already here, and a week from tomorrow, we're going to be voting. And today, we have Elizabeth Betancourt with us, who is a Democrat running for the Assembly. We've had
District 1?
District 1, number of phone calls today, and we've got Roberta.
Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah. You have a question.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, kind of a question. Just 2 points for thought short. One is, if I am sovereign over my own body, why can I not get hormone replacement without a doctor's prescription, and which is much more light subject.
That's interesting. Both of us are sitting here going, yeah, I get that one. Okay.
And then my other question is, I do believe we have sovereignty over, we should have, I'll put that way, we should have some sovereignty over our own body and our own health decisions, but we know that when a woman is pregnant that the baby is not part of her body and it's a second person, and they have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness under our Constitution. So life is the first thing that our Constitution guarantees. So I just want to say the baby's body is not the woman's body. So, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Roberta. Thank you. Question in here about our borders, mm-hmm. illegal immigrants, and California being a sanctuary state and a mm-hmm. sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. I mean, sanctuary state.
Sanctuary state. So, as we've talked about before on the program, I am a supporter of California as a sanctuary state, in large part because California is a donor state to the national government, and we end up giving more money than we get back from the national government. So why should we then also spend more of our local funds, local and state funds, on doing what is essentially the national government's job? That, as well as the pure humanity people feeling safe when they're here in our cities and towns. People move here not to take advantage of the system. They don't move here because they want to, do bad things in the United States. They move here because of desperate situations in their own countries. I think we all have to think about personally what it would take for us to move from our homes, from our towns, to a country where we did not even speak the language. It would take desperate circumstances for my husband and I to want to leave our beloved farm, where we live close to our family, where we have resources and connections and support, and to move to, whatever Canada.
Should we have open borders then?
I don't believe in open borders. I do think that there is some regulation required to make sure that we know who's coming in and out, to do the background checks that we do when people immigrate here. And I do think that that's an important part of our system, and I think our system needs drastic
overhaul.
Thank you.
No,
that's a much better way to say it.
Okay.
Those are clear and cut. So let's talk about education.
All right.
So you believe that we should have, according to, again, go to BettencourtForAssembly.com. You'll find out a bunch of stuff. So I'm kind of basically going off of what your Elizabeth believes. You must increase access to affordable education throughout our rural district, and that would affect us locally.
Absolutely.
In a vote. And what does that mean? Can you kind of expound on that?
Sure. So right now, Assembly District 1 does not have a single public university within our boundaries. We have some fantastic community colleges, but no public university. I would love to see a public university come up here. But I think in the meantime, and again, my pragmatic approach is to work with what we have and on the successes that we've had here. So we have two pilot programs offering bachelor's through our community colleges here in Assembly District 1. There's a bachelor's offered for ranch equestrian management out of the Feather River College in Quincy. And there's one bachelor's program for nursing offered through our Shasta College campus here in Shasta County. And those have been exceptionally successful. Actually, the Feather River program has positively impacted the economy around that very rural area just with that program alone. We have got to expand that access. We know that getting a bachelor's through community colleges is 10% of the cost of a public university, mm-hmm. going to Chico or going to Berkeley. That's housing, of course, as well as actual tuition and books. We know that it's more accessible when people can simply go in their own backyard, drive to school, and then drive to back to their home, whether they live with their parents or whether it's a place they've lived for years. That's less expensive for them also, and it's a less impact on their lives. They can perhaps even still keep a job they've had for years while they go to school.
Do you believe tuition should be... I'm not going to use the word free because it's not free.
Yeah.
Do you believe that tuition should not be paid for by students?
So the program we have right now with the first 2 years of community college being tuition free, mm-hmm. I think that's incredibly important. Community college provides a bridge to people's advancement in education and career and technical programs mm-hmm. as well. I share your concern, Carl, with the free word, because anytime studies for decades, eons have shown when you offer things for free, people think they are exactly that value. None.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so making sure we cannot continue to have people graduate from university with years of debt. That's not right to burden our children and young people and people just changing careers with that kind of debt. We've got to have programs in place to make sure we can address that. But we can incentivize things like getting doctors to rural areas with debt forgiveness. We get one there.
Yeah, and they have that.
Yeah.
And teaching in areas where they're having problems with
yep.
teachers. But because somebody's run up $150,000 debt on taking a liberal arts course that's not going to go anywhere. I worked my way through school, there's thousands, millions have worked their way through school. You've gone into the military, mm-hmm. things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying there should be debt forgiveness?
I think there should be. I think we can't have young people entering life with this burden on their shoulders.
So you're having mechanics and laborers paying for these college degrees.
I think it's more nuanced than free education for everyone, right? I do think it's more nuanced than that. But You know, a lot of people have help in many different ways. You know, some of the trades have help going through training locally here, you know, through the building trades unions. Mm-hmm. We have help for doctors, like we were talking about with
debt
forgiveness,
Pell Grants,
right?
We have all types of scholarships.
Absolutely.
But, and people can all apply for those.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we know how you feel on that. We got like 4 minutes left. Do you think the national election, do you think what's going on with the Democrats in the national election is going to impact on all the elections?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's your feeling about Bernie? I mean, we actually had an MSNBC reporter likened him winning in Nevada to the Nazis
that was weird,
taking over
but,
France.
Okay.
I mean, this is Chris Matthews.
Yeah, he went a little far there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, because everybody calls Trump people Nazis. But so now they're calling Bernie's people Nazis. I mean, what do you see? What do you
word
see?
That things thrown around.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
With people who haven't studied history enough.
Right. That's right. They have no concept of what that word means.
Yeah.
Does it concern you or not?
Bernie
doing
so well? No, it does not concern me. One of the reasons it doesn't concern me is because what we're seeing when Bernie is winning is empowered young people. The young demographic is the most challenging demographic to get out to vote. And this is their future we're legislating. So anything we can do to get those folks off the couch
right.
and into the voting booth is something that I think is great.
We are seeing a youth being fire in their belly.
Yeah.
There is fire in the belly.
Absolutely. But absolutely.
Okay.
And one of the things I would like to say also, Carl, is one of the things that's been so obvious in the Democratic primary is that there are a number of candidates who are trying to buy that election.
Oh, yeah, Bloomberg.
And while it's legal right now, it's not right for people to try to buy elections. What Bernie is doing with empowering people to give $5 a month, that's pretty cool. That people are taking part in a process that they may never have taken part in electoral politics before.
Okay, we got like 2 minutes left.
Sure.
It's yours.
Oh, gosh. So much pressure.
No, you're closing
thoughts here.
Well, I appreciate your time, both of you, and questions and the questions of your callers.
We had a lot of callers today.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Thank you for calling anyway.
It's great to see people getting involved. I think one of the things that we're going to see this year is involvement through the roof. I hope what we see is involvement through the roof. And no matter where we stand on values and issues, I think we all value a more involved electorate. And so what I am running on is exactly that. I'm running because in my, you know, nearly 20 years of advocacy for natural resources, water resources, for rural communities, I have seen our elected officials not be present and not understand our issues, the issues of the people they're representing. So I'm running to make sure that we have a representative who is present, who is here. One of my pledges is to be in this district at a public event once a week.
That's a wonderful pledge.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank
Elizabeth
you.
Betancourt, thank you very
Thanks
much.
Both of you.
I have questions about Prop 13. I'm going to ask you as soon as we finish, and I'm going to put it on our chat room. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.